Creating Science Town. You are standing close to the former main entrance to the AERE, Atomic Energy Research Establishment, Harwell, at the end of Thompson Avenue, named after J.J. Thompson, who discovered the electron in 1897, and later formulated the plum pudding model to help describe what scientists knew about atomic structure at the time. From the 1940s, it provided secure access onto the nuclear site, and everyone, including the director, had to show their pass. Construction work started in 1946 to convert the RAF base into a secret scientific establishment to research nuclear energy. But because there was a Cold War with Russia, there were no signs saying Harwell anywhere. The builders were W.E. Chivers and Sons, so its nickname locally was the Jam Factory, after a well-known brand of jam. A book by the author Nick Hantz, entitled Harwell, the Enigma Revealed, tells the detailed history of Harwell and is credited with providing information for the Harwell Heritage Trail. To the south of AERE Harwell is the Rutherford Appleton Laboratory, RAL, named after two Nobel Prize-winning physicists, Ernest Rutherford and Edward Appleton. Rutherford studied radioactivity and, with his concept of the nuclear atom, led the field of nuclear physics. He was awarded the Nobel Prize for Chemistry in 1908. Appleton won the Nobel Prize for Physics in 1946 and established the existence of the ionosphere layer of the Earth in 1927, which later aided the development of radar. In 1957, the Rutherford High Energy Laboratory, RHEL, was established as part of the National Institute for Research in Nuclear Science, NIRNS, to manage a linear accelerator for use by research groups across the country. Harwell is the size of a small town with its own police force, the Civil Nuclear Constabulary, and formerly its own fire brigade, plus the all-important refreshment van, which was affectionately known as the Bun Wagon. Until the late 90s, Harwell employees mostly used public transport, bicycles, or travelled by foot for their daily commute to work. 50 or more distinctive blue and grey AERE double-decker buses would pass through these gates, delivering some 6,000 people who would support the important atomic energy research and other groundbreaking scientific work taking place at Harwell. East-west roads at Harwell were named avenues, after famous scientists including Fermi, Becquerel, Curie, Rutherford and Thompson. And those running north from an avenue were even-numbered streets such as 8th Street, similar in format to US cities. There are also roads named Avon, Dido, Froome, Severn and Thames, as well as North and South Drive, where former RAF officers' homes were built, and these will soon make way for new residential homes at the northern edge of the campus. Harwell campus has a growing number of people working on campus today, once again numbering over 6,000 people, working inside 200-plus organisations, and with over 65 nations represented. However, they are engaged in a much wider array of scientific disciplines than in the early days, building on Harwell's nuclear heritage. Many still commute in by science shuttle bus, local buses and bicycles as a greener way to travel to work. And the Darwin Project at Harwell is currently trialling a special electrical-powered autonomous vehicle that can be spotted gliding quietly around campus.